Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Until I spoke to a recent graduate of a prestigious law school, I didn't realize students use Adderall to enhance their studying and test taking.
I don't think some of them are aware of the drug's downsides. Adderall is normally prescribed for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, to boost dopamine in the brain. But in people without ADHD, it can enhance mental performance and lower fatigue. On it, students feel more alert, focused, and think quicker.
In recent years, Adderall has become the drug of choice for overachievers, dubbed a cognitive steroid. One study reported that 20% of college students have taken Adderall or a related drug, Ritalin. Some students are crushing and snorting it to gain instantaneous focus without realizing they're becoming addicted.
If taken regularly for more than a few weeks or in high doses, stopping the drugs will cause withdrawal reactions. The symptoms include anxiety, depression, hypersomnia or insomnia, paranoia, hyperactivity, irritability, or personality changes, and in severe cases, psychosis.
We're also learning from surveys that most college students who abuse Adderall also abuse alcohol and are 3 times more likely to use marijuana, 5 times more likely to take pain relievers, and 8 times more likely to use cocaine.
You may be shocked to learn ADHD prescription drugs are Class II controlled substances grouped with highly addictive drugs such as cocaine. It's illegal to possess without a prescription in most states.
Despite the downsides of neuroenhancers, they may have a place in improving human health. As the population ages, cognitive enhancers can improve quality of life and compensate for mental decline.
But the long-term effects of these drugs are still unknown and need to be studied so that individuals can make responsible decisions about their use.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.